February 12, 2025 in video game news, largely dominated by PlayStation State of Play and the amazing amount of games that were shown there, followed by a bunch of video game industry drama, which you know we love. Welcome to Super Gamecast Daily, your source for video game and video game industry news. I'm Aaron, I'm joined by Lucy. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How about you? It's been a crazy day today.
It's been a crazy day for us for a number of reasons. A lot is going on over here. It sounds like a lot's going on over there with you.
Cows be cowing, and when you live the ranch life, it just happens.
Right. And I couldn't possibly imagine with all the different issues. Do the ducks go quack and the cows go moo still, or has that changed? Have we changed that?
That has not changed yet, but okay. I will let you know as soon as it does change.
I appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Well, one thing that hasn't changed is video games are still video games. There is still news coming out here and there. Sort of slow a little bit, except for this little thing called a PlayStation State of Play. Shortly after, Lucy pointed out before the show, shortly after the PSN outage that just happened, that was really good, we have been treated to a slew of games coming to PlayStation in the near future. So they listed off a bunch of games. We don't really get a whole lot of this anymore. You know, Nintendo has their directs, Xbox will show off a thing here or there, but let's be honest, at this point PlayStation's the big one. So
it was nice. It was good to see a couple more of the in-depth like views, or like just being shown what they announced during the Game Awards.
Yes,
it was nice to actually see, oh, okay, so there's actually more depth. These games are coming out this year, instead of leaving us in question is like, will they or won't they?
That was very nice. I will say there were a number of like, oh, here's gameplay, here's a release date. Like, wow, that what a novel concept. And it's all this, like, not all this year, but there's a lot of like, hey, this is coming out this year. And it's just like, this is fantastic. This is what I'm looking for, man. This is good stuff. So we're going to go ahead and just run down real quick and have some short thoughts as we go through. Going through the IGN article stating everything that's been announced. First one is Saros, which is from the Returnal people. It's new IP, I guess.
Yeah. Did not know anything about this one. I haven't played a Returnal. It is on my list of things to play because I like those surreal, like, thriller, kind of spooky type of games.
Right.
So it's definitely going to be another one that is going to go on my list of things to play.
Yes, as a new owner of a PS5, Returnal is now on my list as well. I've heard great things about it. It's not for everyone, if I understand correctly, but it's pretty cool. And they've made Returnal, and they're like, now let's make another new thing. It's like, you know what? That's awesome. It was a cinematic reveal. Did we get gameplay in this? I was unable to watch a good portion of this State of Play.
It looked interesting. Again, I don't have too much experience with these games, but it is definitely going to be something that I look into.
Sure.
It looks fun.
Okay.
Returnal looked interesting, if not, like,
oh,
unless
yeah.
You're... You got to be into, like, some time paradox typey things to really figure out that stuff. Like, very... timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly type of stuff. But
you know, we are well past end game. We are seasoned veterans of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff at this point. It says here at the bottom, there will be permanent progression systems, and every death reshapes the world while offering new upgrades to overcome challenges. So, yeah, all right. Cool. Looking forward to it. I showed off some Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. They got a confirmed release date on August 28th.
It looks good. It gives me even more faith that I'm gonna. I might actually consider pre-ordering it on how good it looks so far and how like 1-to-1 ratio as they've been showing off here and there. It looks like they're actually going to handle this project well.
Everything, every little bit I looked at. of it. It's like this, they're making the Metal Gear Solid 3. And you know what? That game is fantastic. So looking forward to that for sure. Okay, so I didn't get to watch a whole lot of the State of Play, but I did catch this Borderlands 4 release date confirmed by the two Randys. Because they Randy Pitchford's back on your screen. I hope you enjoyed that.
I had to wash it. I had to wash my screen.
you had that, and then you know, I like it when game developers have some sort of fun, but I also am happy to point out cringe when it happens too. And
he is. They showed a little bit of gameplay. It looks like Borderlands.
Yeah.
It looks a little dulled down.
Maybe.
That's, again, one of our worries here and there that they may have done. Because, like, Borderlands is built on toilet humor. And I get trying to pull it back a little bit. But, like, if they do it too much, it's not going to be Borderlands. It's going to be a pastel shooter looter.
Yeah, it could be that they're just holding all that back. They know that's bad marketing, but maybe it's all in there. It's like, you paid us the $70. Now here's your toilet gun. You never know. They say they got a bunch of guns. At some point, you're just going to start churning out, you know, whatever comes to mind. So, it looks like more Borderlands. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of guns. Yeah. Great.
It's coming out September 25th this year. Yeah. It is, in fact, coming out this year.
September 23rd.
So they did do a little awkward little exchange between the Randys.
Okay, so here's the thing. I like pointing it out. I like reacting negatively to it. But here's the thing. We don't have E3 anymore. And E3 was the place to get these. And they don't do it anymore. Yeah. And so now it's like all rehearsed. It's all done, you know, all nice and neatly. So it's nice to have a moment where even rehearsed and in the, they have control over everything. And it's still like, ooh. All right.
I feel like it's more because we know. They think I don't think they're aware that we know, but we know.
You know, I would love to ask a number of E3 presenters. Did you know? Did you know about Skittles? Did you know that this was not a great idea? I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
Onimusha, Way of the Sword, new trailer came out, showed off gameplay and a new protagonist who looked funny and good and charismatic.
And potentially better than Assassin's Creed this year.
Right. Who knows, right? Yeah. Who knows?
That's what my initial thoughts is watching that gameplay. And I'm like, I'm starting to come back a little bit and be like, I'm still going to get the game, but like this game looks better.
At the end of the year, we need to have it won't be released till 2026, but we need to have a Ghost of Tsushima across from Assassin's Creed, across from Onimusha, across from Way of the Ronin or whatever.
Japanese game.
We are on a Japanese, you know, setting trend right now. We should just go in. So that looks good. Single player action game, Tides of Annihilation revealed. This game looks great.
It does.
To me. Like I did big monsters, action combat. Looks like we got some boss battles going on. Looks cool. I'm actually really into
this. Art style is really beautiful.
Yeah. We've been seeing a trend in this just going through this short list, but like it goes throughout the State of Play. It's just like new IP looks interesting. Looks like they're going for it. And this is really awesome to see. This does not happen often, man. I'm super stoked about that game for sure. Days Gone remastered. It's gonna be coming out April. Looks like April 25th. To PS5.
And they have a new horde mode too.
They have a horde mode. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they have a new mode coming out that is a horde mode. It looked like.
Okay.
So they are adding some. This isn't just a remaster for money. Like they added some new details to this. It looks like they wanted to make it worth our money.
Yeah.
So I can't be mad about that.
And they give you, you know, pay $10, you upgrade your PS4 version to PS5 version, so that's cool. All right. You know, I know Days Gone was not for everyone, but that's a good deal. All right. Let's see. Sony announces PlayStation Plus game catalog that's got, you know, Star Wars Jedi Survivor on it, which is pretty cool for people who are looking to play that game. But, you know,
it is worth it. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I'm one of the big, huge Star Wars fans.
Mm-hmm.
I still love the new content. I still haven't played the new game, but this one goes above and beyond prior to its Fallen Order, I believe it was called. There's so many games, right? I always lose track of the names.
I don't know.
But it is worth the PlayStation Plus subscription. It
says Lost Records Bloom and Rage Tape 1. Is that new?
Bloom, I was wondering about that one. I don't recall much about it.
That's a 2025 hey, game that's going on the PlayStation Plus game catalog. What?
Oh.
Wow.
That's probably why I was confused.
That's really interesting, because I've been seeing trailers for that. I was like, that looks really cool, and it's going to be a new game, and it, wow. Okay, that might be interesting. You know, if you're interested in, I don't know if it's visual novel, I think, not visual novel, but it's like a Life is Strange-esque thing. That's the impression I've gotten, but set in the 90s.
So kind of like Dark Picture Anthology-esque.
Yes, but not like horror or anything. Well, right. I guess I don't know. It didn't give me that impression.
They do play a bit the same way. I've been watching a lot of players or like streamers play Life is Strange. Mm-hmm. They do play a lot the same way, just like Become Human, like that narrative story telling where you get to choose. Like back when we were young, we had to choose your story novels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just now you get to sit there and you actually get to see it.
right. Yeah, so that's cool. Normally I would not be like, all right, yeah, you're gonna add your games to your PlayStation Plus, that's fine, but man, that's, you got a quality game in Jedi Survivor. They got Top Spin 2K25, in case, you know, you're not looking at that, in case you're listening to the audio version of the podcast. We're already reading this, so might as well let you know. Top Spin 2K25, then right. Lost Records Bloom and Rage Tape 1. That's wild. Oops, I clicked a button that I did not mean to click. We're gonna go back. Give us a second here. There we go. Leslie Benzies' Mind's Eye gets a gameplay trailer and a summer 2025 release window. Leslie was a lead on the GTA series. So I saw a little bit of this during the release. What did you think of what you saw of this?
Very cyberpunk GTA. Kind of. It looks interesting. It's like you matched GTA and cyberpunk together and made like a spec ops version as well.
Oh, weird.
It is. It looks good.
It, yeah.
I'm going to be skeptical of it because I don't know much about the developer. I've never really played too many of their games, but it looks like a beautiful game.
So, okay, it says Leslie Benzies' Mind's Eye. I assume they're part of a team. It's not saying here in this short write-up, but I assume they're part of a team that has a history. But the point is GTA lead is left working on GTA to make this, and that is notable.
It is. What does that mean for GTA?
Well, we'll find out. I don't know. Man, I was watching that trailer recently again. I just decided to watch it again. Damn. I could play some GTA 6 right about now.
Oh, absolutely.
Warriors Abyss is a new roguelike launching today on PS5 and PS4.
Yeah.
I did not see this one, and it does not even provide a picture. Oh, it's a Dynasty Warriors roguelite spinoff. Okay.
Yes. Though it does look a little like... I've never played a Warrior Dynasty game, but the ones that I've seen played didn't have as much neon color as this one. So that's interesting.
All right.
So they got a little bit of a color palette change in there. It does look like Warrior Dynasty.
That's, you know, if I was a fan of Dynasty Warriors, I would be bummed if it wasn't a little like that.
Right.
So... yo dog, that last Sonic Racing game did really well, so they're making another one.
That was one of the first things they showed off in the the state of play, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
I hear it's good. And
it'll be the first one I've ever gotten too.
Okay. Well, Racing Transformed is well regarded. And we have been and continue to experience a real shortage of arcade racers. There was the one that you were playing, I think, was the I forget what it's called.
Asphalt Legends Unite.
Right. And then I just bought the latest Tokyo Extreme Racer, I believe is what it was called. But we just recovered a news story about where Need for Speed has been put on hold. And then the closest you get for an arcade racer is you got Mario Kart and like Forza Horizon. And that's kind of it.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys covered this week. It wasn't really a big story, but supposedly we're supposed to be getting Forza Horizon 5 this year.
Did Forza Horizon 5 not? Am I confusing that with another game? Was that not already out?
No. Maybe it's 6.
Maybe you mean the next term, Forza Horizon. Yeah, Forza the Horizon 5 was Horizon. The 2021, yeah.
Yeah, that was 2021. I think the a news report I was reading, or a rumor, is it might be coming out this year. So, but yeah, it is definitely one of those arcade-y
Those are races. Popular games, you know?
They're fun. They're pretty.
Yeah, oh, very much so. But yeah, Sonic Racing Transformed. I just think it's funny. I know... there's a lore reason for it, but it's very, very funny to see Sonic the Hedgehog, a character known for their speed, in a car. It's just funny. It always will be.
And all the hedgehogs go like over like light speed.
They could all be going. Shadow can roller skate faster than these cars drive, but you know, where's the competition in that, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Stellar Blade gets Nikkei crossover DLC, because of course it does. And PC port release window is coming. So that's a perfect collab, Stellar Blade and Nikkei.
I've been told great things about that game.
They
haven't gotten a chance, but I think I'm going to give it a chance once it comes to PC.
Sure. Those games have great assets.
Indeed.
Anyway, Lies of P Overture is a prequel DLC expansion set to be released this summer. So Lies of P is getting an expansion, which, you know, for people who like Souls-like games, there aren't many that reach that. They don't reach the actual Souls games level of what doesn't hit right. And this is the closest I've seen of the not Souls games hitting that mark. So, hope they enjoy that. And, you know, I think it's a great idea. I love the idea because that's based on Pinocchio, right? That's the one that's like took the lore of Pinocchio and made its own thing.
That is what my understanding of it. I have not played it. I usually stick to very grungy Bloodborne, Demon Souls, Dark Souls type of Souls game. But it has been repeatedly suggested to me.
Yes, if you're into those, I hear Lies of P is the one non-From Software one to try. But
this next story that we're about to talk about, this one surprised me. I don't know if anyone has ever played WWE games in the last like 20, 30 years, but they haven't changed much.
No,
they really don't.
Nope.
But this was a big change. This is like adding PlayStation Home to WWE.
They're doing the Tekken 8 servers, but for WWE. That's so weird. And they got Paul Heyman to do intro it, which is a great person to do that. I just find very funny. As someone who played the WWE games like 20 years ago, and then have just peeked in, it's like, yeah, y'all are still doing that. That's cool. Yep. This is the first time I've seen them do something. It's like, huh? Okay. Interesting.
I think the running trope with a lot of like game casts or anyone doing anything with games, the running trope is they never change anything. It is always just add a new number and new cover and throw it out.
Yep.
So like for them to do this, like that was really surprising. And I hate to say it, but I used to love wrestling, but yeah. I might want to take a peek at this if this is on Game Pass.
I've been taking little peeks at wrestling here and there. I don't know. There's some interesting stuff. There's a lot of new faces, which discourages me. But, you know, it is what it is. CM Punk's back. Okay. All right.
Okay. More Punk.
More Punk. I loved CM Punk, and then some AEW drama happened. Someone got bit. You know, we don't need to get into all that. But, yeah. So that's interesting. It's wrestling. It's what it is. Shinobi Art of Vengeance brings the classic franchise to PS5 and PS4. The art style of this one was really striking to me.
This one I think I missed.
Okay.
But the very bits of it that I caught looked really good.
Yes, 2D platformer, ninja game. It will sum it up pretty well.
It's so more on the ninja genre.
Oh yeah, we're back here. But it looks really good. The big thing more than anything else is, and it's developed by the Streets of Rage 4 people, which that game's great. So that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Metal Eden, first of all, I'm a big fan of the name. Metal Eden is an adrenaline rush sci-fi FPS headed to PS5 on May 6th. This is another one of those games where, like, I'm watching, it's like, man, they're just letting people go for it, huh?
Yeah, it looked interesting. It looks good. I can't say that I'm going to pre-order it, but I'm going to keep an eye out for this one. This one looks really interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on this as more gameplay comes out and as we get closer to the date. But, like, this is nice. We were looking at this year, and there's some releases here and there. I was like, all right, okay. And then, I don't know, it didn't feel like too much. Felt like another year or whatever. And then just a number of these releases, you're like, okay, add to calendar. All right, great. Speaking of, Lost Soul Aside gets a release date and new gameplay trailer. This is a one-person dream, is what they call it. It started with one person, and it has blown up into this giant thing. Yet another game of, like, wow, y'all are just getting crazy. Okay.
Which is great in the industry, where we've been stuck from franchise to franchise over and over. Mm-hmm. It's good to see some new, fresh takes on things, and this one looks amazing.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, that's another one to keep an eye on. Lost Soul Aside. I'll keep going down. Monster Hunter Wilds added Mizutsune. How many times can I butcher this? And its first big update. And we were looking at the trailer. They showed a bunch more of Monster Hunter Wilds. I'm super stoked. Lucy, they showed other areas than desert.
I did see that.
I'm very stoked for you specifically. But I know you still have problems.
I will keep an eye on it.
Yeah. The gameplay is something that's really hard to get into. Took me multiple entries into Monster Hunter to be like, oh. But at least it addressed your other problem.
It did.
So I'm looking forward to that game. You'll see some coverage from us on Monster Hunter Wilds as we get closer to that. Another game I'm really super excited about, I think Bronson and I may go in on playing this, Split Fiction got a new story trailer. Yo Dog, did you play It Takes Two? They're going to do that.
I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay, so it's, yeah.
I did not.
Two-player co-op.
But this one looks good.
Yes, it's another two-player co-op game, and it looks like you're going to be jumping from world to world, and the gameplay will change with what's happening, which is the most attractive thing about these games, is that, I mean, the two-player co-op is nice, but, like, the gameplay is just, oh, you think it's this kind of game? Well, it's moving to this kind of game. Well, it's moving to this kind of game. It's like, what is happening? And it's just a roller coaster ride, so...
So my impressions of it is I thought it was going to be like a just like. I don't know what I thought it was going to be, but after watching the showcase of it, like it, I have a feeling that these two characters got entwined with the one character's like video game that she had designed as a kid. And mm-hmm. There's certain story beats in it that relate to that.
Yep.
And how she's a little isolated to herself. Mm-hmm. And like doesn't want like it's gonna be an amazing story playing game to play and get this character to be like, open up, be more, and get the other person to be like, oh wow, you really have a creative game, even though in like certain story beats, like she's judging, yep. You thought of this as a kid? What kind of kid were you? It really hit a tone with me after watching it. And yeah. I'm like, I gotta get it.
And it'll go the other way with the other character. It looked like was the other character a writer? They wrote stories.
I believe so.
And so this is similar. So the It Takes Two was about two parents of a child going through a divorce, and so they were while trying to, they got sucked into this world, and they're trying to work through their relationship issues through this story. And so this will be a very similar thing. But which is a completely different world, completely different characters. I'm super excited about it. That'll be a good time. So
that would be a good plot twist at the end of the game. Find out that was that's the daughter.
I mean, you know, shut up. It's going to happen, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to drag you back onto this show, Lucy. What have you done? let's see. Supermassive Games Directive 80/20 will scare PS5 owners this October. This looks nuts.
This is what, I've been like, I love the Dark Pictures anthology. I love every single one of the games. I'm huge into horrors. I like, which is why another reason I need to give all these other games like Life is Strange a playthrough, but like horror is like my bread and butter and I love them.
Yeah. Yep.
This blew my expectations for this away because when they announced it at the Game Awards, It looked a little bit more alien-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, that's good. This time, it's like, oh, it's more The Thing is.
Yeah.
Like, you've got an organism becoming the people in the crew. So that is going to have an amazing gameplay when you play with co-op. Because these games are so much better when you play with friends. Because you will be playing two different characters at the same time, and whatever they're going through, you don't know if you're interacting with the other character or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is going to be even more fun, and they've got a great cast.
Okay.
One of the main characters is actually from Jedi Fallen Order and Survivor.
Nice, okay.
Who's the head, who's Cal Kestis's mentor.
Oh, gotcha.
She also played Amanda Waller in the Justice League game.
Oh.
Or Kill the Justice League. Okay. Which I've actually been putting time into.
Ooh, okay. We'll have to talk about that later. Yeah, this looks really cool. I've also been enjoying the recent push of like, man, The Thing was really good. Which, you know what? Yeah, it was. It still is fantastic. I'm glad we're all going in on it, and the AAA space is going in on it too. So that's on October 2nd, 2025, which is perfect for horror month, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
I love it. That's fantastic.
And I will definitely be playing it.
Yeah. Next Pixel Junk series is called Dreams of Another, and it will be out in 2025. This looks weird, but in like a good way.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's also coming out for PSVR 2 in 2025, which is, this is a weird one.
I think that's what I'm going to play it on.
Yeah. This will be something to keep an eye on as we get closer to that reveal. It's just like, there's a lot of big AAA games and it's been new IP and, you know, going out there with their visuals and stuff. But this one is one like, they're getting weird with it. I kind of like it. So I want to keep an eye on Dreams of Another out later this year. Darwin's Paradox follows an octopus who finds himself in a food factory. How cute. Look fun. What do you think?
It looked pretty cute. It reminds me a little bit more of Super Meat Boy or any like, what is the phrase for like
a platformer?
Mario. No, like it goes in one line and go up and like
go up. You are like, stumping
yeah, so like the way that Mario plays, you go in one direction,
yep,
and sometimes you can transition going up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Link
linear?
Non-linear? Linear. That's it. Okay, yeah. It's got very linear, like three-dimensional gameplay, and it looks fun.
Yeah. The line here that I like is the added benefit of feeling the actions come to life on the DualSense. As someone who recently, again, newly got a PS5, feeling those haptic, that haptic rumble, I like to see games taking advantage of that because I think it's cool.
Not enough of them do.
Yeah, especially that's like how it goes. Party. That's how it goes when it comes to creating new things for your console and hoping developers take advantage. They don't take advantage. All right. Well, we got a whole other show, whole rest of the show to do. So we're going to speed through this real quick. Midnight Walk is a stunning stop motion first person action adventure game that looks nuts. That's on PSVR 2 as well. That'll be out May 8, 2025. That looks crazy. If you got a PSVR 2, maybe take a look at that.
I will.
Yes. Yakuza Like a Dragon's Kasuga Ichiban is taking a trip to Dave the Diver because Dave the Diver is crossing over with everything. So, yep. Hell Is Us gets a new look and release date. This game I thought looked really like has some Death Stranding vibes going on. And that's
very much so.
Yeah. September 4th, 2025. Looking forward to that as well. Yo, dog, there's a new Digimon game, Storytime Stranger, set to launch in 2025.
Not going to lie, I'm going to be taking a look at this one.
Yeah.
I think Digimon gets a bad name here and there.
I think Digimon's problem is that it came out at the same time as Pokemon, and then Yu-Gi-Oh! Came after, but Digimon's cool. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I won't.
All right. Five Nights at Freddy's got a new game. And actually, for someone who's not a fan of Five Nights at Freddy's, that looks pretty cool.
It did. I'm going to be taking a look at this one probably sooner than a lot of my other games around this time that it comes out. Like I said, I like horror.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened at PlayStation State of Play. And, whoop, that's the wrong thing. I knew I would do it one day, and I did it. So, yeah, that's all of PlayStation State of Play that happened. You can go to the IGN article or their YouTube. They have they archive the stream, obviously. Take a look for yourselves. You will want to see some of these trailers. There's some really cool stuff. But, man, that felt like a celebration of, like, we're going to do some new video games. How about that? Let's do that. And, fun different things for established IP. If Bronson was here, we'd be giving grades, and I would have given that at least a B, if not an A.
I would go a B minus.
Yeah.
Just the timing.
It's all cover, man. It's all a conspiracy.
I mean, I'm just saying is, it felt like it came out of nowhere right after a really bad part of PlayStation.
I was not keeping track of when the state of play was going to happen. I cannot speak to one way or the other. You, the listener, are going to have to investigate for yourselves. We're just asking the questions. all right. Well, beyond the state of play, there was other industry news that came out. Starting with this asshole. Guy by the name of Bobby Kotick. He got, if you don't know Bobby Kotick, I believe he's, Activision's former CEO. I want to say he's still around, but he's not in that specific role anymore because he got, bought by Xbox. But Bobby Kotick, who was responsible for Activision's piece of shit policies for a good long time, says EA's former CEO was so bad he, quote, would have paid to keep him in charge. Also quoted as calling John Riccitiello, the EA's former CEO, the worst CEO in video games. Pot calling the kettle black, but let's just go ahead and get in here. He was getting interviewed with a venture capital firm. Which already, this is great, good. I hate everyone involved in this story. He was getting interviewed and basically they were just having some friendly chatter. One of the people that was involved in the interview worked under John Riccitiello, and Bobby Kotick was friends with that guy. And so a little bit of public shit talking on this other guy that one was a direct competitor to John Riccitiello, one worked directly under. So here's John Riccitiello for you on the video podcast. Here's John Riccitiello here. And then we got Bobby Kotick down here. Bobby Kotick was running Activision and sucked. And here's John Riccitiello, who was CEO of EA, and then was later running Unity for a while there. And he sucks. John Riccitiello, most famous for coming up with the idea of when you shot all your bullets in like a Battlefield game, you would have to pay for more bullets. This man.
Well, thankfully, that did not actually transpire.
Right.
I remember when that came over the news.
Yes.
Everyone was pissed.
this guy's not great. That's not to say that they've only made bad decisions. You know, there's some decent decisions here and there, but like they know how to be awful. And but that was the most famous one. And then John Riccitiello recently tried to get away with some more awful policies on Unity, which led to a brief push to like, all right, let's learn the Godot engine and let's all move to Unreal Engine 5. And Unity's like, wow, we had a lot of goodwill just get burned. And so they had to immediately let him go. So anyway, this happened. I just want you to know, both these guys are bad. They suck. And very funny to watch them both. Yeah, here's the thing. I like this Video Game Chronicles article highlights. Their rivalry happened during a key point in the, not console war, because it's publishers, but it happened in the big thing happened in 2010. Activision got rid of like the Infinity Ward guys, the guys who ran Infinity Ward and made it Call of Duty what it was. And then in 2010, EA snatched them up. They formed Respawn and made Titanfall and Apex Legends and the Star Wars Jedi games. They have been on fire ever since they left. And that was Activision causing that for no good reason. And so very funny watching Bobby Kotick slinging mud when he has absolutely no right to be. Of all people, John Riccitiello sucks, but the one person who should not be slinging mud is the exact person publicly slinging mud. So that's good stuff. Anyway, there's not really much to say other than that's happening, and just wanted to share that because we like talking shit. Nothing more, nothing less. Anyway, let's get on to more interesting stuff. And then, okay, we're actually gonna continue this. This trend here. Saber Interactive got the contract to develop Halo Anniversary because its CEO offered to do it for free. This is just an interesting little game dev story. How do you think? Yeah. What do you think of the business decision of making a video game for a Microsoft company for free? What do you think? Good business decision?
I mean, it depends. I mean, like, that's a loaded question.
So literally,
that is a. Yeah. I mean, that's not like a small franchise at all.
Nope.
And like, I like Saber Interactive because they're about they're working on Knights of the Old Republic remaster. But that also worries me. Is like, why are you taking on this project?
Well, so
for free.
So no. So this
give me my game first.
No. So this is a story that he's telling about the Halo Anniversary, which happened in 2011. So this was back then. So here's the thing: the reason he did it was literally for exposure. They were not getting money. They were not getting a lot. They were not getting off the ground very well as a business. And so Microsoft's like, yo, dog, do you want to remaster Halo? And to just ensure that they get the contract and that they get to do it, he's like, we're going to do it for free. We are absolutely going to do it for free so that we can hang Halo Remaster on the wall and we can get work. And in the long term,
I mean,
it worked.
Yeah, as an artist, I mean, like, you take what you can get, and if you can work with something big, like, notable, and then positively make it work for you, I mean, yeah, it's great.
I mean,
I think
I think a key point is make sure your books lineup that you can do this for free and still be open by the end, which it sounds like he did that.
Yeah, I mean that's a good thing, because it could have been a lot worse, because if you do something bad on the internet, it is infamy forever.
Yeah, so it says here Xbox executive heard the offer for free and was shocked, and then said yeah, you know, you need to offer some sort of number, because that's just how Microsoft works, I guess. This is a story that, like, I wish Bronson was actually on for, because he would have some things to say. Because what happened is, because this is really a story about Microsoft, and it's like, he said he'd do it for free because it's Halo. It's the biggest franchise in the world. It's like putting a Harvard diploma on your wall. Everyone in the world is going to want to work with me after they see what I've worked on this last Halo game. Which is what happened. But he had to propose some sort of number. He said, all right, $4 million. Give me $4 million. And so they gave him $4 million. But according to Karch, the guy who runs Saber Interactive, Microsoft applied certain clauses to the contract, which reduced his royalty to zero. So he ended up not getting money anyway. They got the $4 million to make the game, but does not get any money off of that game. But then, so that sucked, but then they came back for a similar remaster of Halo 2, which then turned into Master Chief Collection, which worked with different studios. And then he said, hey, that bit of the contract where you screw us out of royalties, could you remove that? And Microsoft guys were like, oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess we cannot be douchebags for this one. And that gave them like tens of millions of dollars off of that. And so that's helped them stay afloat and keep working on games. Embracer owned them for a bit and then sold them off to Studios 3D Realms. Was sold off the group home, sold off Saber Interactive, the group home of Studios 3D Realms, Slipgate, Ironworks, and more, to a group of private investors for $247 million. It sounds like they're still going okay. But yeah, so. I don't know, fun story of Microsoft, just despite being, you know, a very profitable company, just let me get some millions out of you.
They don't like making money. They don't like making money.
They like making money, but like are very short term about it, and just like, how can we get this money now for this quarter or whatever, and then I don't know, man, just be dicks, you know, whatever. Oh, all right. Well, here's some more bad news. Let's go ahead and let's just get into this. Crytek has laid off some people. The director left, and Crysis 4 is on hold. So they've lost about around 60 people, and it's because they made this game, this little game called Hunt Showdown. Which has recently become Hunt Showdown 1896. It is a live service game that was popular for a bit. Have you played this game at all?
I haven't played personally, but I watched a lot of people that do play it.
Okay.
I actually watch quite a number of streamers that actually play this game.
Okay.
They really hardcore love this game.
Gotcha.
I have played it. I've gotten through the tutorial. I've played a couple of rounds. I can see the appeal in it.
Sure.
Honestly. Post Malone just did a season with it.
Yes.
Where he was one of the basic skins, and then the top tier skin was a circus Post Malone.
What?
And.
Okay.
It was, yeah, he had like a couple different skins, and they modeled that season off of Post Malone.
Wow. Yeah. So to prepare for this story, I went to go look at, how that game was doing, and recent reviews are mixed. They are not happy with the state of the game, and it coincides with this news story pretty well, where hey, we have this popular game. It is a live service game. We are an independent studio, and now all of a sudden it's not doing as great, at least reviews wise. I don't know how sales are going, but probably not great. We got you know, 60 people laid off, and then Crysis 4, you know, that's a notable franchise. I don't think it's like, you know, a heavy hitter, but like people know what Crysis is.
Yeah, does it run Crysis though?
Exactly. Yeah. And so Crysis 4, they were working on it. They brought in a guy from IO Interactive, the Hitman people, to work on that. And then as soon as that got put on hold, they brought that guy back over to IO Interactive to, I assume, work on that James Bond game. Yeah, things are not going well over there. They did say that they...
It's not sound like it.
Yeah, they did say... Crytek will offer affected employees severance packages and career assistance services, which is nice. More developers getting laid off. Just this seems separate from the COVID, post-COVID stuff. This seems like, hey, we made this popular live service game and then things happened.
You mentioned the James Bond game. Is that the same one we had announced us several years ago?
I forget. Are you talking about, was there like a teaser trailer? IO Interactive?
Something at one of the, I think it was one at one of the last E3s. IO Interactive or Crytek was actually supposed to be working on the next James Bond game.
It's supposed to be IO Interactive. Because
we haven't gotten one. Yeah, we haven't gotten one since Bloodstone, which
yes,
I know didn't do too well, but it was actually a pretty good game. I enjoyed it.
Right.
But and again, I have a little bit of Bond bias because I'm a Bond fan. I was raised on Bond.
Sure.
Every Thanksgiving, every Bond movie is on
Lord.
TV.
Good Lord. Oh, yeah. IO Interactive is my understanding. And my understanding of that is I'm not someone who remembers things very well. I remember that specifically because... After loving the hell out of all the Hitman games, hearing that they were getting James Bond, I was like, perfect. Say no more. Just let me know when it's releasing. That's all I need. Because that is going to be fantastic. So looking forward to that. Best of luck to these developers that got laid off. I hope whatever's going on at Crytek right now is resolved because it doesn't seem great despite, you know, their success with Hunt Showdown. Let's get into something that's a little funny and then some good news to wrap it all up. Remember Overwatch 2? Remember when they just kind of updated that to Overwatch 2 and then everyone got pissed? And then Marvel Rivals came out and people are like, man, what is with Overwatch? Let's just go play Marvel Rivals. Overwatch 2 is like, we're gonna do some stuff. Come back.
We're gonna bring back the most hated thing in video games. We're gonna give you loot boxes.
They add some other stuff, and we'll note those briefly. But really,
EA does this game, right?
Are they connected? Overwatch with EA? is Blizzard Activision.
What?
Right. Yeah.
Activision does.
Which is Xbox.
Because
it's a Blizzard game.
Is that connected? Yeah. But like, the loot boxes ruined a perfectly good Star Wars shooter. Like, that is the biggest thing that everyone remembers. Like, oh, loot boxes. Yeah, that's the one time you're bringing that mechanic back.
Well, it's funny because it's this and Overwatch. Itself it was the Star Wars game and then it was this Overwatch that was like Congress was starting to look into it and I was like Jesus Christ you guys and that's what sent Overwatch
just to give
like,
them nope. More characters
well so okay
give them more characters
so it here so we're not going to go into it because I can't speak for everyone but like the channel has not been very big into Overwatch in recent years. But there is a ton of new stuff coming through for the next year. Lucy, I don't know. Did you play a lot of Overwatch?
I played a bit, especially after they released 2. And
okay.
Needless to say, I've never really been into hero shooters. Mm. I have a few like low key ones. Like I don't even play League of Legends. I play the discount version of that. And I don't know. It didn't. I like their. If they went and made their videos the way they do for their releases and just made it a TV show or something like that,
huge. That'd be huge.
That would be great. Yep. Amazing. It makes you. They hit you with the feels every time you watch their character art videos.
They know how to make those, man. You play the game,
though. No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Well, so okay. So they were... So what some of the things they're doing is they're adding hero perks, which I have not seen the gameplay, but again, it sounds like it's going to be a little more MOBA-inspired, right? Like you're in the game, and then between rounds, you're selecting perks or something like that. Yeah.
Because when I read that, I was like... I was thinking, oh, they're trying to copy Rivals. Is that a team up?
No, yeah, no. It's like it'll literally pop up like two options while you're in the game, and you select one or the other. So I'm thinking like Heroes of the Storm esque, selecting, customizing how you game. Play. Yeah, Heroes of the Storm is good. There's a new third person game mode, which we could say Rivals, but Rivals is pretty damn recent. I'm honestly thinking like Deadlock. Yeah. Like Deadlock was like, oh,
Deadlock was actually pretty fun. Yeah. Bronze got me into Deadlock, and then Rivals came out.
And then Rivals came out.
No other game
exists.
Yeah, it's just Rivals now.
So yeah, press release says season 15 also features the return of loot boxes. You'll be able to earn a variety of cosmetics when collecting loot boxes. They will be available from weekly and event rewards. You will also be able to earn one loot box via the free battle pass, an additional two in the premium battle pass. Let's see, regular loot boxes will have a 5.10% chance to include, so they include the percentages, which I think helps a little bit.
Well, I also think that's because of legality. You have to prove,
I forget, is that like legal
battlefront thing?
Yeah,
that was a legal thing. You actually had to start putting your percentages on what you can, and then like it probably will say in game what are your chances of individual items percentage under those tiers as well,
right?
But that was another thing that came from Battlefront 2, that and that whole lawsuit situation is like you started seeing stats pop up everywhere, and what your chances of getting them, like Call of Duty Mobile is huge on that. It is horrible.
Yeah You know, the Battlefront and Overwatch drama that made that come all to a head has come and gone. It's been some years, and you know, gacha games are hot. There's microtransactions in various ways are hot right now. People, in the same way that people reacted really poorly to Xbox is Always Online, and now like we're very slowly working physical out. People are just naturally going that way, and I feel like loot boxes are like, all right, so we're not going to do the bullshit we were doing before, but we are now more sure of where the line is, and we're going to get as close to it as we can.
I'm not touching it. I'm not touching the line. That's what it feels like.
That's how it works, right? That's how it is. The new season starts on February 18th. If you want to go check out Overwatch 2 and see what they're looking at for changing up Overwatch, I wish the best of luck to you. I'm playing Marvel Rivals right now. So
we stand by Marvel Rivals.
If it turns out to be amazing, please do report back. We will be relying on your reports in the comments below.
Just remember, both games are free to play.
That's right.
Just one of them is more fun than the other.
I think I saw they're also adding one more hero, so that's nice.
One more, and we're getting two Friday?
So, yeah. last news story is a fun one. It's a happy one. We can be happy about it. Yeah, I like my happy news around here and there. And Alan Wake 2 has sold more than 2 million copies. And Remedy is now making royalties from it. So that's fantastic. Control 2 has also entered full production now that that's all over. That's in full effect. They are also working on a three-player cooperative game set in that world, FBC Firebreak. And they're also working on a remake for Max Payne 1 and 2. So they are on fire right now. These guys are doing some great work in video games. So yeah, we
have... cross my fingers for a dance number with the Max Payne cast.
I mean, you know,
next game awards.
That sounds like an Alan Wake 3 thing. I feel like Alan Wake, you have Max Payne enter into the world, and you're just like, oh god, and then you just start playing Max Payne, but it's in Alan Wake or Control or something. I feel like the threes have to all come together and be like real messed up. So
the power of three compels you.
Yeah, Max Payne 3 has already happened, but that was a Rockstar thing. Don't worry about that. Or whatever. Yeah. Alan Wake 2. Doing well. That's it for our show for video game news. If you enjoyed hearing about the video game industry news from us, feel free to follow, like, and subscribe, all that stuff on our YouTube and all that. We really appreciate it. It helps us a ton. If you're listening on the podcast, we would appreciate a positive review if you enjoyed it, you know. And then we also are down to receive feedback when you have feedback for us. If you want to jump over to YouTube and throw us a comment, that would be awesome. Let us know. And just let us know your thoughts on what's going on in video games. We're always happy to read about them. And if we've got any and we have time, we try to address them at the end of the show here for you. But yeah.
You can find us not only on Twitch and YouTube, mm-hmm. but also Spotify.
Spotify.
Where you can also leave us a shining review and critique our knowledge and opinions.
And if you're one of those Apple weirdos, you know, that's not saying anything. Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts, we're also on there. We are on social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know. Search Super Gamecraft. We're there.
You can find us.
You can find us.
You will find us.
If you can't find us, we'll find you.
Yeah.
I wish they would give us the tools. If they gave us the tools, I would find you. I would put our stuff in your face. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. This is our daily video game news show. So guess what? We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, and there's gonna be more news because there's always news. So
and we'll still be playing video games and letting you know.
Maybe you will. I'm thinking about quitting tomorrow.
Fair enough.
The Monster Hunter is just, it's too much. I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
I'll be doing Civilization. So
yeah, yes.
What is life?
Who knows, man? I live in the virtual world. It's all I need. Anyway, enough of our tomfoolery. Thank you guys for joining us. We hope you had fun. Be sure to check out if you missed past episodes, go ahead. We got some clips of the best of our last episodes up there. And otherwise, have a fantastic rest of your week. We will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.